SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
Hi there. Welcome to a new episode of the Settlement Guide podcast, a series designed to help you navigate life in Australia. Whether you've just arrived, have been living here for years, were born in Australia, or are planning to move here soon, this series is for you. I'm your host, Maram Smail, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this journey of discovery. Today, our focus will be on student accommodations catering to the needs of both domestic and international students seeking suitable living arrangements in Australia. Australia is renowned as one of the most popular study abroad destinations, but it is currently facing a significant challenge when it comes to finding rental accommodation. In this week's episode, we will explore various types of accommodation specifically designed to cater to the needs of students.
Each university is slightly different. Some will guarantee your accommodation when you accept an offer. Others open their accommodation as a separate form of application as you come up to transferring to Australia.
When embarking on the search for accommodation, it is crucial to begin as soon as you confirm where you will be studying. You'll need accommodation to match your budget, location, and lifestyle. Wojtek Wawrzynski, the director of Australia Study, specializes in assisting people planning to study in Australia. His expertise lies in finding suitable accommodation options for students during their initial months in the country.
One very traditional, typical accommodation we offer for students is a homestay where the students are living with Australian family, in board with the food or just the room. So often it's taken by the students who want to experience Australian culture, as well students who are a bit younger and don't have experience in living independently. The average price for the homestay is around $350 per week.
On the other hand, there is a rapidly growing sector in the accommodation market known as purpose-built student accommodation. These professionally managed apartments are operated by businesses to cater to students, with bills and maintenance included in the rent. You'll often find partly furnished student apartments in high-rise towers or large constructions close to major universities and colleges or public transport. These strategically chosen locations offer easy access to educational institutions, making them highly sought after by students looking for a hassle-free living experience during their academic journey. Mr. Wawrzynski explains.
Now that it's organized, we have the companies who work this properly. They have insurance, they don't overpopulate the rooms and apartments, so they're quite popular. The price is about $280-$300 for double room, and for single room, the prices will go around $350 as well. Mostly they are 3-4-bedroom apartments and usually close to city.
Popular websites such as UniLodge, Campus Living Villages, and Student Housing Australia manage applications for purpose-built student accommodation. You can also apply through a student support agency such as Australia Study. Once settled, students commonly organize themselves into more permanent accommodation within the mainstream rental market to share the costs of living. Mr. Wawrzynski again.
Share accommodation, it's very big as well, and a website called flatmates.com.au is very popular between students. You can find genuine accommodation, it's quite good. So this is second stage usually. Mostly people visit the flat, meet the owner, and the decision is happening. The prices there are very difficult to say because it all depends on the location, season.
Additionally, flatmates.com.au, flatmatefinders.com.au, and Gumtree are also popular websites for finding shared housing options. Sydney-based SM Amanol Islam Rubel came from Bangladesh to study in Australia. Faced with the current rental crisis, Amanol finds international students are concerned less about quality of life and more about simply surviving. Drawing from his experience, he formed a Facebook social group to support students looking for accommodation.
They don't know anybody. It's a new country, so they struggle. So first thing, they're looking for a job and a place to stay. So I have a big network to help people, and this is how I try to find accommodation for new students. I have a lot of private real estate. They are looking for tenants. And I also have a lot of students looking for accommodation. So I just try to connect them. Most of the time, it just works nicely. I'm just the middleman.
Using his contacts, Emmanuel matches landlords with students. He finds many owners are happy to share their homes and are often looking for students. For the landlords, they create no issues and no headaches. Emmanuel also strongly encourages students to tap into the networks at their educational institution.
My suggestion is the new students definitely need to join to their social group of their university or their college. And they need to join their social Facebook group or whatever group the every university or college have. When you're joining, you actually have thousands of other students. You can ask them to help you. It's the easier way. And of course, other students who actually was struggling a few months ago to find their accommodation, they also should help.
One of the biggest barriers facing international students is, of course, language. So asking for assistance in your own language is crucial.
If you are new, just come to university. First thing, there is a notice board. Go and write in your own language. I'm new here and it helps. Anybody going to pass through, and if they see their own language in the board, we usually read it. We just try to find out what's happening. Community people, they love to go and check in their community group because they can read in their own language. So it is our duty to reach all those little community group. Then I can actually help and I can ask help from others.
On campus or in close proximity, you can also find several university-owned residential colleges and apartments. University accommodation often provides a very social and supportive option for students. Professor Sally Wheeler is Deputy Vice Chancellor, International and Corporate at the Australian National University in Canberra. She strongly recommends considering university accommodation, especially for those who haven't studied in Australia before.
I think anyone who hasn't studied in Australia before should think seriously about university accommodation. It's a very good way of meeting new people, integrating yourself into a new environment, but you're still supported. There are people there to make sure you make that transition to life in Australia. That, I think, happens less if you're in the private sector.
Fully catered residential colleges offer secure private rooms with meals, common recreational spaces, and academic support, all on campus. Professor Wheeler explains this arrangement.
Most universities have one or two residential colleges that are affiliated to the university. Usually they have an arrangement with the university about using sporting facilities, etc. And they offer a distinctive package. Some of them are religious based, for example. Others are created by founders with particular sorts of interest. Whereas general university accommodation often gives you a choice of different sorts of packages around whether you want fully catered, part catered or self-catered.
Costs for a room in a residential college vary significantly between universities, and you can pay upwards of $700 per week. However, it is essential to note that this cost is usually all-inclusive, covering various amenities and services. If you prefer a more independent living arrangement but still want access to facilities and social opportunities, general university-owned accommodation can be a more affordable option. Universities manage the application process for both types of accommodation. Professor Wheeler again.
Each university is slightly different. Some will guarantee your accommodation when you accept an offer. Others open their accommodation as a separate form of application as you come up to transferring to Australia. For example, if you're on a January intake, then a lot of people will start applying for their accommodation in November or December before.
In addition to on-campus accommodation options, some universities also maintain their own databases for off-campus housing. These databases are accessible to all current and prospective students, providing a valuable resource for finding alternative housing options outside the university premises. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Settlement Guide, written and produced by Melissa Campagnoni and hosted by me, Maram Smail. The Settlement Guide Managing Editor is Rosa Germian. Until next time.